Here are today's top stories. Speaker of the House Mike Madigan suggested in an op-ed that the best way to get the state finances back in order is to bring back the 5% income tax. Oh, come on, seriously? It was rolled back when Rauner took office. What, is that's what this is all about? That godforsaken income tax we've been talking about for 5 years? There has to be other ideas in government, right? I mean, come up with something else. Pretend that your job depended on it. Pretend for once that there's an election. Dispensary 33 opened up today in Andersonville, marking the first medical marijuana dispensary in the state of Illinois. God, you know what? That story makes me so anxious. Do you notice my anxiety, Pete? You see that? I can't tell if it's my shoulder or I'm anxious. Should go to the doctor, get a prescription. Anxious. Ronnie Woo Woo, the man who walks around Wrigley Field yelling, woo, woo, has come out and asked for the resignation of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. In other news, everybody in the city of Chicago has come out and asked for Ronnie Woo Woo's resignation. So, tit for tat. Woo. The Golden Globe nominations came out today, and every single actor that you expect to see at awards time, well, they were nominated. What can I say? People like to see Christian Bale accept awards. I find it boring, but... Donald Trump and his supporters are toying with the idea of running him as an independent in a 2016 presidential race. This if the Republican Party continues to shun him. That's something real tasty to look forward to. In weather, warm, nice and warm. Supposed to be 60 on Saturday. I don't know about you, but I never trust 60 degrees in December when it might rain. You know, that's got weird, severe weather written all over it. Like, oh, it's drizzling. Ah, tornado! In sports, Chicago Bulls keep their losing streak alive with a loss to Boston last night. Lob City comes to the UC tonight. The Clippers have a pretty average record, but man, do they have guys who can dunk and miss free throws. Every guy in the NBA that can dunk and miss free throws is on the Clippers. The Bears had a slew of guys limited today, including Nanny McPhee and Tracy Porter. They play the Skins on Sunday at Soldier Field. Wait, let me take that back. They play that one team that nobody wants to say their name at Soldier Field. So let's just call them the Washington, D.C. American Football Squad. Seriously, Redskins, it's got to go. And in baseball, everyone's waiting to see where Jason Hayward lands. The Cardinals are reportedly making a push to keep him in St. Louis. And a mystery team has surfaced. The Washington, D.C. American Baseball Squad is also interested in Hayward. And finally, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, raps on a new college humor piece encouraging kids to go to college. She's not the first. I mean, Nancy Reagan, right? Remember when she rapped about trickle-down economics? You don't? Remember? Trickle-down. What's that sound? We all getting rich. Come on, player. We all getting rich. Come on. No. I made that up? Yeah, I made that up. Well, that's the carryout for December 10th, 2015. Hey, do you still want salt packets with your order? Just wondering, because it doesn't seem like anyone wants salt packets anymore.